You took out an ad in this national magazine. Mm-hmm. Did the orders start flowing in right away?
No. My problem was I get orders from a guy in Kentucky or a guy in California. I felt that I couldn't just send him a machine, and so I had to go demonstrate it. They were selling for $800-900 a piece, so how much demonstrating could I do? And I did a few of those, said, well, if I demonstrate this one, maybe I'll make some more sales. I made a few of those trips and decided that's not the way to market this, just by national advertising and let them call me and me sending them a machine. I just didn't think that was going to work. So I began to develop a dealer who would take responsibility for that, take enough interest in it. That didn't happen overnight or any inspiration. Aha. It just sort of happened.
So the idea of establishing dealers, that came over a period of time then?
Yeah. One of the things that I guess came along in that period of time is that I decided I wasn't smart enough for all this. Marketing was way down my list of things I really enjoyed doing. So I was inspired to go get some help, and I hired some very, very unique people in this organization. They were the seeds that made this organization. A marketing person, an engineer, a bookkeeper, accountant. I seemed to collect all those within a year or a year and a half, and they stuck with this organization through those formative years, and they were full of inspiration and ideas and became more of a guardian. I was very fortunate having half a dozen people who took risk. In retrospect, some of them were reckless, but they went out and did things that I didn't even think of.
Were they people you knew from school, or did you just...
No, I don't recollect specific... One of them I ran an ad for, the marketing guy I ran an ad for. They were all my age, so we related well. I give them credit, that half a dozen people at that point, each of them with their own abilities and skills, even one guy who was just a shop person who ran the shop for a while. We joked because he had a little notebook pad. That was our computer system, and he ran the whole shop out of his notebook pad. Those kind of people, those people who were unique.
So this was all still happening in downtown Perry?
In that period of time.
Who was buying your machines?
Landscapers, plumbers, electricians. All of those people who need to put things under the ground in, at that point in time, below frost depth. That got to be a challenge as the further north we went, but we were able to meet it with bigger and better equipment.
There was some point here, we've got something here.
I wouldn't put it exactly that way. I'm sure we felt that way, but I don't know where we sat down and said, ha-ha, we got something here. Although I think there were those in the organization who may have felt that way, certainly marketing people.
But the thing that made it for you is you created this network of dealers.
That was the inspiration of that particular group. The first dealer we had was in Oklahoma City, who was a brother to our person who was bookkeeper, accountant at that point in time. He was a guy who was in construction. He was tired of construction work, so he set up a parts department in his garage at his house and had his wife take care of the parts. And that was our first dealer. Mm-hmm. We had others who said, I want to be your dealer, but they weren't service-minded. They weren't demonstration-minded. They said, I'll put one on the floor with your money, and if anyone wants to come buy it, I'll sell it and then give you your cut. We had those kind of things.
The name Ditch Witch soon, or over a period of 10 years or whatever, became nationwide, became known.
Since we were the first one in that kind of machine to answer that particular market, the name just stuck. I don't know if it was any particular foresight, but it took.
It paved the way for the compact trenching industry.
Yes, to make utility equipment to do just the market we aimed for, which was urban, and particularly house to the alley, yard work, that sort of thing. No one was doing that. There were certainly big machines to put in sewers and water lines down the alley and between cities and that sort of thing. They were big ones. And some of our first activities were to downsize or copy what they were doing, and that didn't work. So we had to kind of launch out on our own and develop some things of our own that fit what we wanted to do. But we certainly were the first one to make a machine to go in somebody's yard. We didn't aim for the large contractor deals. We were aiming for the man who was trying to replace a guy with a shovel.